best team coverage of the Browns, and Phil Savage checks in every Wednesday, former Browns GM, director of scouting too for the Ravens, currently an analyst for Alabama football on ESPN, and runs the Reese's Senior Bowl. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside, and oh, by the way, you've got a game on Saturday. Phil, good morning. It is truly a big week in college football, the different rivalry games this weekend. It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Well, good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And it is Iron Bowl week down here. Alabama and Auburn. Bama ranked number one, Auburn number six in the most recent CFP playoff ranking release last night. But, yeah, it's always intense, but this is only the second time in the history of the Iron Bowl that this is a play-in game for the Western Division of the SEC and the right to go to Atlanta for the SEC title. Now for Auburn, they're trying to become the first team ever to make the playoff with two losses by beating Georgia, Alabama, and then beat Georgia again in a rematch. Alabama trying to win a fourth straight SEC championship. But the caveat is if Bama loses a close game, they likely would still get in the playoff, much like Ohio State did last year as a non-conference champion.
You know, you talk about two lost teams, Phil. Ohio State with those two losses, but they've got Michigan this week and then a chance to play an unbeaten Wisconsin team in the Big Ten title game. Do they have a shot here? I know a lot would need to happen, but as you look at it, could there be a possibility of them still getting into that Final Four?
Well, I think if you really believe that the Pac-12 is out of it, then they absolutely have a shot, because a lot of people out there believe that only conference champions should be allowed into the playoff. We don't know exactly what the committee believes individually, but if Ohio State pulled off what they did in 2015, remember they beat Wisconsin 59-0 in the Big Ten championship, and that was enough to propel them into the playoff. I think the difference, though, this time is that significant loss to Iowa. What was it, by 31 points on the road in Iowa City. I think that's going to be a tough hurdle for them to clear, even if they do go on and win the Big Ten title.
Phil, let's get to the Browns. I guess we've delayed the conversation. Here we are, 0-10 after a 1-15 season. Phil, we look, you know, they talk about, well, this is the youngest team, and they clearly are. But give us some hope with what do you see here right now as we look at this team now, and who knows what's going to happen with the front office, the coach, all of that. But just with what you see talent-wise, what do you see out here right now?
Yeah, you know, that's the problem when you're losing as much as the Browns have. The attention turns to the regime and the coach and the GM and what he said and what the other one said and what the owners have done or didn't do. And despite that, you know, the Browns statistically have had a good year defensively. Joe Schobert has been a good player for the Browns. He's been a nice find for them. He's an outside backer at Wisconsin. He's playing inside for the Browns. He's shown up and played basically every Sunday. Offensively, you know, again, it's clear that Deshaun Kizer is just very, very young on the front end of a career. They opted to put him out there, but didn't stick with him. They pulled him out. Now he's back out there again. I think it's been very confusing for him and the team. We saw Buffalo last weekend try to go to Nate Peterman. They were convinced that he was going to have six games to show what he could do. He threw five interceptions in the first half. So as bad as Kizer has been at different times, he hasn't had a half like that. So look, you know, I think there's a silver lining in some of the growing pains that the offense has gone through. But again, the weight of the one loss record becomes the focus when it's been as bad as it's been.
Best team coverage of the Browns, Phil Savage. Phil, good luck to you guys on Saturday. Hope you and your family get together some and have a safe, happy Thanksgiving too, pal.
We definitely will, guys. You too as well. Hope your listeners have a wonderful holiday. Thank you.
God bless. Thanks, Phil. Phil Savage with us. Buckeyes 12 points right now Saturday at Michigan. That's a big number up there. Big number.
Michigan hasn't looked all that good. That is a big number. Just, my feeling is with that game, Bill, right. Win the game. Just win the game.
Alabama 4.5. and favorites over Auburn, and the Bengals 8.5 over the Brownies on Sunday, for what it's worth.
I'd give the points.
Speaking of points and things, I tweeted from ESPN. ESPN came up with 47, Mike. It's still possible. 47 things have to happen in a specific order.
Yes.
For the Browns to be in the playoffs.
47.
At 6-10.
Okay.
You just got to win your game Sunday to get this thing started. But if you follow me on Twitter, at Bill Wills, WTAM, check out the list.
All right. Well, check it out. 47 things. I'm surprised it's not more, actually.
750.